Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up?
Now it's hump day, and then shortly we're going to give birth to some celebrity stories. Man, we're going to pump these things out. We got Heidi and Frank holding it down on the West Coast.
What's up, LA?
Yeah, my celebrity story watered this, bro. Hey.
What's it going to be? Also in the house, filling in for Gary with the tea, we got the big homie, Ricky Smiley, in the building. Hey.
I do like Gary.
You have definitely embodied Gary.
Okay.
The shade will continue. Later on, we got comedian and friend of the show, Dion Cole, hanging out with us. Plus, would you let your teenage daughter date a 46-year-old? But what if he was famous? Oh. But first, we got to talk about Goodwill, rather. Actually, Will Smith. I don't know what he's on, but I want a little bit of that because he is 50 years old, living his best life.
Yes.
And looks like he's like 32.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
He's the king of social media. He's making content daily that's being watched by millions of people. And now he is really going crazy, I think, because he's giving someone a chance to hang out with him for his 50th birthday. But that's not all. All right, so his birthday is September 25th, and he wants to jump out a helicopter, and he's inviting somebody to do it with him. Could be you. Take a look at this.
I'm offering you and a guest the chance to come party with me on my birthday. It'll be hot. I'm telling you, come, you hang, we have some lunch, take some pictures, you can FaceTime your grandmama now. I'm gonna be bungee jumping out of a helicopter over the Grand Canyon.
Oh, it's the Grand Canyon?
I think I'll do that with you, Will.
What?
Let's go and do it.
You jump out over the Grand Canyon.
You damn Skippy.
Mm-hmm. What if you're heavier than you think you are and bring the damn helicopter down
you
with
you?
You
can't lie about your weight. That's the thing. We all lie.
That would be your bottom of the Grand Canyon.
That would be your booty, boy. I can see your ass now at the bottom of the Grand Canyon. And then they got a shape at the bottom of Grand Canyon like that.
They got a crater now on the bottom of it.
We call that the Portia Williams.
Like, he's the only person who actually wins these social media challenges.
Right. Even the Kiki challenge, he went to England or something like that.
He won that one.
Maybe he really is Hancock.
Okay.
All right. Well, Will Smith isn't the only one celebrating a milestone birthday turning 50. Halle Berry, I mean, this is hard to believe, but she just recently turned 52. And jokester Will Smith posted this Instagram picture with the caption, quote, "Happy birthday, Halle Berry. I was Googling for pictures of us together, and this is all I could come up with. A shrug emoji."
Why does that look like the best of both worlds a little bit?
That look like Prince.
Yeah. That's it's Prince. Like Prince and Lil Sweet had a baby.
He's a sweet boy. Well, Halle liked it. She thanked him with the picture and caption, "My darling Will Smith, I cannot thank you enough for your lovely birthday wish. May our features forever be this compatible, and may we only use these photos instead of any actual photos together from now on. Hashtag Will Smary." And this picture.
Oh my God.
That is hilarious.
She looks like she's a member of El DeBarge or something.
Right. Right.
She put herself in this picture, and all she did was put lipstick on Will. Not possible. Halle is not in this picture.
Only
y'all.
The hair.
Can't be.
Just the hair, yeah.
No, I mean, if I'm in a bar, I think I'm going home with the first Will Smith Halle Berry combo. That's who I'm going home with.
There you go.
I want to see me and Portia together.
Oh yeah.
A great picture.
I want your beard and your hair, my complexion and eyes.
That's right.
What in the hair is going on here? Is singer Halsey pulling a Rachel Dolezal? Because she just posted this picture to the gram, and the followers are super confused, y'all. They're like, is it a wig? Is it a weave? No, it's her real hair.
Nice.
She grew it out and posted this picture. Some online people accused her of cultural appropriation, saying that Halsey was canceled because she's basically trying to rock an afro.
I think it's really, really sexy, and people have the right to wear whatever hairstyle they want to wear.
Yeah. Thank you.
Any race.
Yes. So this is her hair.
You can't put handcuffs on people for rocking a style
because
nobody owns it.
At the end of the day, guess what? She's actually biracial, and she's spoken out in the past.
What difference does it make?
About being biracial and looking more white.
It's a free country. She get to wear whatever the hell hairstyle she wants
but
to wear.
You can't keep a pick in it.
Yeah, because that would be reaching.
No, Frank. She can have the pick in it, just not the one with the fist.
Yeah, That's right.
Why is she half black?
Huh?
She half black?
She can have half a pick.
She should never have a pick. Just the hairstyle.
The one with the peace sign in the middle.
Now, coming up, I'm going to tell you why someone might have 1 million reasons not to be a virgin anymore.
1 million.
Bye, Atlanta.
Bye, Atlanta.
Bye, you guys. Well, from the great Aaliyah, age ain't nothing but a number. Going down ain't nothing but a thing. That is what 46-year-old actor comedian Dan Cook is serving with his 19-year-old girlfriend, Kelsey Taylor. Yes, honey, 19. Cook recently did a Q&A on his Instagram, and a fan asked, what advice do you have to those in age gap relationships? And he replied, the only thing you have to do is plan that your deaths will be somewhat far apart.
Wow.
Well, despite their 26-year-old age gap, both Taylor and Cook's families approve of their long-lasting relationship and sees nothing wrong with it.
Wow.
Ricky, I got to ask you. Now, you have older daughters who are around, what, 21, 20?
My daughter just turned 21.
Okay, now, if she was like, Dad, I'm bringing home this guy, and he's 45, 47 years old, what are you saying?
Me and that guy would have to sit down and have a long, long two-hour conversation, two-hour lunch. I want to know all about him and where his mind at and what is his motive.
Oh, but you would consider it.
I mean, if he makes her happy, because here's the problem. Mm-hmm. Dudes her age are not respected.
That's right, yep.
Guys her age, you know, guys be like, hey, hurry up and give me your number before I change my mind.
Yeah.
That's how guys approach her.
Mm-hmm.
So if she went older or whatever, I really wouldn't be mad at it because my daughter is trained to handle herself and to handle any
mature
situation. Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
And I set a standard.
Mm-hmm.
As a father, I set a standard. Way up here.
That's tender. That's a father.
Yeah, she's gonna be. Yeah.
And you know, with him being a comedian, his gift to gab and conversation probably like lured her in. Cause like, you know, women, no matter how old or young you are, you like comedy. You like to laugh.
You're 45, you know, whatever, you done smash and you go back in the room and she's naked, eating cereal, watching cartoons.
We might have a new Cardi B, guys.
Impossible.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And she's bringing the beef. Well, there's a woman named Doja Cat, and she has a song out called Moo that went viral. The catchy tune has everyone talking. Check it out.
Yeah. Bitch, I'm a cow. Bitch, I'm a cow. I'm not a cat. I don't say meow. Bitch, I'm a cow. Bitch, I'm a cow. Bitch, I'm a cow. Bitch, I'm a cow. Go moo.
So do y'all think this is the new Cardi B?
No, because
hell
she's been out for quite some time, and she's not even a rapper. She actually is a singer, and like she just did something just to be different.
And that's the stuff that go to dumb weird.
Yeah. Why is that?
Something wrong with our brain. I'm finna do something dumb, weird, and stupid.
Yeah, let's
just
do
for
it.
The hell of it. Just some.
You better get with crack, cause he'll help you come up with something.
Well, Brett and Headcrack, now both of y'all are in the music industry. Y'all are artists, okay?
Mm-mm.
So what do y'all think about the quality of the video and the song itself? What would y'all say about it?
I don't understand. It's just dumb as hell.
That's all right, Brett. We're going to come up with something.
Bitch, I'm a cow.
Oh, you have to stick around, because coming up next, we're going to talk about the real rap beef with Nicki Minaj and her ex Safari after the break.
Can we watch it again?
Dish Nation.
Dish
Nation.
All right, y'all, welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Now, this Nicki Minaj's Safari beef is actual proof that the phrase that there's a thin line between love and hate is actually a real thing.
Oh, yes. Mm.
Now, yesterday we reported about Nicki's new album, Queen, and all the hype around the song, Come See About Me. Porsche, you sang it so well. One more time for the one time.
Come see about me. Come see about me.
Anyway, Nicki came to see about Funkmaster Flex and poured all the tea in a long
all
interview. Take a look.
For one person to do something like this to me out of sheer weakness and passive aggression and just hatefulness and vindictiveness.
I don't.
Because you got caught on a person that was taking care of you for years and years. Because you got caught a person who was taking care of you while you were paying for prostitutes and doing all types and stealing their credit cards and doing all types of dumbass.
Hold up.
My mouth is like, I don't know what to say, Brent. I mean, come on. You know, these are your... I'm like, Gary, this is your colleagues, Brent. What are you rappers thinking?
But there's more. So the ex-lovers continued to go at each other's throats on Twitter. Now, Nicki wrote, you stole my card and told me you thought it was an account with free money that I didn't know about. Oh, God. God would strike you down and more for lying. Then Nicki continued her rant by saying, I should have never paid for that goddamn hairline. It fell back out because God don't like ugly. God had other plans.
It did kind of start disappearing again. I think that is the most energy Nicki will be giving him for a long time. That was nothing but the right interview at the wrong time. She blacked out. He asked her about him, and she just been waiting to talk about
him. Still love him. I don't care what y'all say. Because those toxic relationships, we have all had those relationships, and no matter what you go through, I'm talking about fight, throwing ashtrays, you still love them.
But guess what? You can still love somebody, but when they betray you, like steal from you.
Some have betrayed you, you still love them.
And cheat on you with prostitutes and stuff.
That can start
to bite at the love.
It be that little crazy stuff like that that make you still love them for some reason, and then you go and make love and tear the wallpaper off the wall and just, I love you, and kiss them real hard like Erica Kane or All My Children, and just passionate, and then you wake up. You wake up after you make love, and all the furniture and all the vases are broken. Dishes are out of the sink. Everything's torn up, and you still love them.
Oh, that's expensive.
You've been through that. You want to admit it. All y'all been through that. Yeah. Everybody's been through that.
But it's not all bad for Safari, though. He posted this morning that he got offered a $500,000 book deal.
What?
And an endorsement with Hair Club for Men.
Wow.
With Hair Club for Men?
His hairline could be the biggest comeback since the 2016 Cleveland Cavs.
Y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time.
And it's summertime, and I love to get my grill on every now and then, but in a perfect world, I would love to grill 365 days a year. That's where Oster 7-Minute Nonstick Ceramic Grill comes into the picture. In any season, as well as any setting, you can enjoy a fast, easy grilling experience that doesn't require a patio, gas, or charcoal. Unlike any other indoor grills, this one cooks food with an amazing grill taste, texture, and appeal. This grill is a lean, mean cooking machine. Food cooks up to 20% faster than the ordinary nonstick surfaces to save energy and time. It has a digital timer that counts down the foods that are cooked, and the audible signal beeps when cooking is completed.
Well, you know I'm about to buy one and start shipping, so how much is it?
Well, Ricky, you might want to whip out the apron because the Oster 7-Minute Nonstick Ceramic Grill usually goes for $50, but for our Dish Nation viewers, it is only $24!
Oh, yeah.
Yes, wow. I can eat a couple of them.
That's a lot. Put mad on here.
Okay. Y'all just go to morningsave.com and tell them the Dish Nation sent you.
All right, up next, my friend Deion Cole dropped by the studio, and we had a chance to kick it with my boy. Hey, we're going to be talking to him right after the break.
Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Dish Nation. There's a man you can see on TV a whole lot. And across the country, make some noise one time for Chicago's own Deion Cole.
One of my favorites, man. Been proud to been knowing you since you was a teenager.
Yes, sir.
Out there on tour with us, Deion got to sit in the car because he ain't old enough to get in the club.
So the car was his green room before he hit the stage?
Man, I get you, the green room. Yeah. That was my green room, the car.
We had so much fun, man.
We had a blast, didn't we?
I have to say, man, me and Brett sitting right here, you like our little brother, man. We are really proud of you, man.
Okay, Chattown. You know how we do it.
Thank you so much,
congrats,
man.
Man, you working on everything, man. Grownish had a great season one. So what can we expect for season two?
Man, we went from 13 episodes to 22 episodes.
Hey. Congrats!
We're so excited about that. Blackish got nominated for our 5th Emmy. So we're excited about our Emmy nomination for that. So we're excited to go to the Emmys again and hold it down. And yeah, we just rocking and rolling, baby.
And Crack is one of the greatest writers ever.
Yeah,
I mean, his work is brilliant. The prank phone calls were funny. But, like, when you, like, go back in the days when you was just punching up jokes and stuff like that, did you ever think you would be on so many TV shows that people rock with? Like, I mean, from, like, the pop culture stuff, like Blackish that everybody's on, to even the cult favorites like Angie Tribeca.
Like, no, I had no idea. I didn't even know where I was going with my career because I never was, like, a comic that was just selling out like that. I was a comics comic where comics love what I did or whatever.
Yeah, we'd be in the back like, that's funny.
Yeah, they'd be like, yo. So
hilarious.
I was like a comics comic, but I never knew where I was going to go. I just knew I had to be me when I got there.
He come on after me, you know, I'm silly or whatever, move around a lot, but he's standing in one spot. And he slowly murder the audience. And I'm like, how the hell do you do that? Because you know it's hard to go behind just an actor, just high energy, moving around and running and all that stuff. And then he come and stand in one spot. He calmed the whole audience down, and he just slowly just rip them apart like one of them good preachers that just went behind somebody that sung Amazing Grace.
Yes.
That's the best analogy.
So being that you and Deion's energies are so similar, y'all kind of yin and yang, and even from the fact that y'all both wearing black and white.
Yeah.
If y'all were to pitch a movie with y'all in it together that was a remake of a classic movie, what movie would y'all pitch?
Oh, man.
Ooh. What'd you think, Dion?
I would think, what would say? Let's see. What, Lethal Weapon or something?
Yeah. Right. High energy, just real cool and laid back. Everything going to be all right. Smoking some weed.
No, it would be Dumb and Dumber because y'all funny as hell.
You know what it would be?
Like, yes.
Get that punched up.
Right. Yeah. Dumb and Dumber. Right.
Man, you're doing it all, brother. It's a cold, cold world. Make some noise one time for Deion Cole.
Hey! Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody. Heidi, if you were to send me to the grocery store to purchase some cherries, I wouldn't know how much money to take. But I know one cherry that's worth $1 million.
What?
A 22-year-old woman from Brazil is hoping to make over $953,000 selling her virginity.
Oh, that kind of cherry. Now I know what you're talking about.
No wonder you're not familiar with that.
Well, it has been a little while.
Oh, the memories. We have pictures that are in black and white. Yeah, according to the report, she revealed her motivation behind this drastic step is to secure financial stability and claimed after reading about other women who have done the same thing, she realized she would make a lot of money. And now the woman has already received an offer of over $300,000. She's hoping to make more because there's a woman in Romania who sold her virginity for like $2.3 million. And then another woman in Australia sold her for over almost $4 million.
I think you want to be with somebody who's experienced. If you're putting money down, I wouldn't put money down on a virgin.
Do you think there's any women out there who have the means that would spend $1 million for a guy's virginity?
Oh, no.
What
if you found out your daughter did this, sold her virginity to make money?
Well, why in the hell am I still paying your phone bill?
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.